Welcome to the Ponder New Podcast. I'm Pastor Rob Mayalis. And in this podcast this year, we've been looking at a book of the Bible each week, starting with Genesis. And somewhere around Proverbs, I stopped. And we're going to keep going, but I want to offer a bit of an explanation of why this summer we've taken such an extensive break from moving through Scripture. And it has to do with some things I've had to learn. And there's nothing scary or bad that I'm going to say. In fact, I think some of what I'm going to say might be really interesting for you. The first is just more personal, probably not that exciting for you, and that is just that doing this podcast has been taking me a lot more time than I had anticipated. Normally when I've done, you know, podcasts for the Ponder New podcast, I've studied that book of the Bible and almost just wanted to get something out there for you that I really felt like, hey, this is kind of like something theologically, philosophically that might be too deep for a sermon, but I really want to kind of go there with you guys. But when I was doing stuff like the book of 2 Chronicles, it wasn't just like a singular text. I mean, I really had to kind of read a bunch of commentaries about what the book was about, do the research, figure out which of the passages would be good, and then kind of play with that individual passage. And I loved it, and I learned a lot, and I'm looking forward to keeping going. But I began to realize, okay, I kind of need a little bit of a break from that as we head into the summer here. What I also have spent my summer is I have been learning about young adults and young adult ministry. The last year to year and a half, we've been having a steady stream of young couples or just young single people come into our church. Some are children of congregation members, others are not. And again, just people kind of entering in. And this has been fascinating to me because in many ways, you know, we live in a time of increased secularism or decreased religious participation, and now suddenly we're having these young adults. And I've even then been doing research, like reading that there are other signs that young adults are curious or hungry about faith. And what I've kind of been kind of coming to the conclusion is that in my generation, I'm mid-40s and kind of above, kind of Gen X, we grew up in the kind of came of age in the latter half of the 20th century as so many institutions that had been built by World War II vets were falling apart. And, you know, whether it's kind of Watergate, whether it's the Sandusky at Penn State, whether it's the Roman Catholic priest abuse, whether it's the Air Force, whether it's the Boy Scouts, whether it's Bill Clinton lying, you just go on. And so many of the institutions that we would have looked at and perceived as kind of things you could base your life on, we just saw them kind of fall apart. So my generation, I think, again, Gen X, known for sort of cynicism. But the generation now that's like kind of one or two generations below me of these people in their 20s, they're the generation that has come of age in an era of anxiety. And like this whole kind of 21st century has just been a media circus. They have a formative period of their education or sort of early career during COVID. Like, again, they have just lived in a time of just constant crises. And I actually don't think they're so much as cynical as they are anxious. And so this has gotten me thinking a lot about, you know, what does the gospel have to say to them? How can we learn from this generation about what faith looks like? It's kind of cool on the one hand because there's an openness to faith in this generation that I think my generation, when people in my generation, like REM, like Losing My Religion, when they left and they closed the door pretty hard behind them. But I feel like this younger generation, there's, I think, just more openness to faith and spirituality. But that's not necessarily Christian. There's people who, like on Etsy, the website for crafts and stuff, one of the big sellers now has become like potions for like witchcraft. One of the biggest selling apps for young adults is always astrology. So I think there is just this openness to the supernatural, to something bigger than ourselves, to something beyond the physical reality. But it's not necessarily that people who are in their 20s are struggling or saying, okay, well, therefore I need to go to church. Some will, some won't. And when they do look, they're looking online and reading all sorts of like online videos that are really kind of from one very legalistic kind of angle on Christianity. So this summer has just been a whole sort of exploration for me of, you know, the young adults kind of theoretically, but then also just trying to do some stuff and pull together these young adults that are coming to church, because if they're coming, then I kind of want to know kind of what's going on. What's their hunger, and where do they sense God in their lives? So this summer I kind of took time out from the podcast to just do some real reflection and sort of investigation and actual ministry with young adults. And I'm still processing and learning there. So I thank you for your patience as I pushed pause here to kind of do something else that I really felt was important. The last thing is that I've really been thinking about the podcast format then, and whether there's, if I should try to change the format, like add a second voice, start to interview people, go long content, just kind of thinking like, oh, again, going back to the young adults and the fact that there's, that generally the resources available to them are infinite, but not necessarily of high quality or the perspective that I would want. Is there a different way that I would want to sort of put out some biblical teaching there? At this point, I'm committed to finishing our project that we've begun here together of working through the Bible, and I'll pick up back in later August. But if you're wondering then, what should I do this summer? You can read the Song of Songs. It won't take you that long, and we can talk about that one. And maybe even you want to get started on Isaiah or Jeremiah, because those are big books, and you probably just can't slam through those in a week. But yeah, so we'll pick back up with Song of Songs and then move into the prophets of Isaiah and Jeremiah for the fall. But I just wanted to invite you into some pondering with me about young adult ministry. Be curious for your feedback there, what you see in your community, in your family, as well as some thoughts on the podcast. Is the format the right one? Should I, again, embark on a different kind of format? I'd really be open to your feedback. Well, thanks for pondering the Bible and this summer a little bit, young adult and the podcast with me.